Dur Bhavei Bhavet Kramaha. Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu 1.4.16. Bhava je krajnji stadijum pre dostizanja ljubavi prema Bogu. Reč Sarva Bhava znači da osoba može voljeti svevišnju božansku ličnost u različitim transcendentalnim odnosima, počeo sa Dasjom, Sakjom, Vatsaljom i Madhurjom. U Shanta stadijumu živo biće je na granici služenja gospodina sa ljubavlju. Čista ljubav prema Bogu počinje sa Dasjom i razvija se u Sakju, Vatsalju i zatim Madhurju. A ipak Bhakta može služiti svevišnjeg gospodina sa ljubavlju u bilo kojem od ovih pet odnosa. Pošto je naš glavni posao da volimo svevišnju božansku ličnost, možemo služiti gospodina sa bilo kojeg od ovih nivoa ljubavi.
Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale
Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashadari Shadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Shrivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
As we were previously, please be so kind to again read the translation.
Dragi moj Prahlad, veoma si srećan. Znaj da oni koji su veoma mudri i uzvišeni pokušavaju da me zadovolje sa svim različitim oblicima predanog služenja, jer sam ja jedina osoba koja može ispuniti sve želje svakoga.
So there are many people who approach Krishna.
Ima puno ljudi koji prilaze Krishni.
With different desires.
Sa različitim željama.
However, if someone wants to come close to Krishna, he will have to attain a stage in his development which is described as bhava.
Ako neko želi da se više približi Krishni, mora dostići stadijum u svom razvoju koji se zove bhava.
There are states before bhava which such a practitioner will have to pass.
Postoje stadijumi pre bhave koje takva osoba mora proći.
He will have to pass the state where he is full of anattas, that means unwanted material habits.
Ona mora proći stadijum u kome je puna anatta, nepoželjnih materijalnih navika.
The word anatta is very interesting.
Reč anatta je vrlo interesantna.
Artha means something like wealth.
Artha znači bogatstvo.
And the prefix R-A-N, ana, that means the opposite.
Prefix an ukazuje na suprotno značenje.
That means we consider something to have wealth which is not at all important.
To znači da nešto smatramo bogatstvom što uopšte nije važno.
Like for instance cigarette smoking, that would be anatta.
Na primjer, pušenje cigareta bi bila anatta.
People think it is a sign of advancement if you can smoke Marlboro and HB.
Ljudi misle da je to simptom napretka ako možete pušiti Marlboro ili HB.
It looks very cool.
Izgleda osoba smireno.
But actually it is an unwanted habit.
A to je nepoželjna navika.
It is not extremely healthy.
Nije baš zdrava.
And it costs a lot of money.
I košta mnogo novca.
So there are many anattas which have become second nature to us.
Ima mnogo anatta koje su postale naša druga priroda.
It is not so easy to give them up just by knowing about them.
Nije lako ostaviti ih samo ako znamo o njima.
Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a habituated thief.
Srila Prabhupada daje primjer osobe koja je navikla da krade.
He once went on a pilgrimage.
Lopov je jednom otišao na hodočašće.
And in the morning he felt the desire to steal something.
I ujutro je osjetio želju da nešto ukrade.
Everyone was fast asleep, or the other pilgrims were fast asleep.
Svi ostali hodočasci se duboko spavali.
But he couldn't control himself and started opening their bundles.
Ali on nije mogao kontrolisati sebe i počeo je otvarati njihove zavežlje.
You see, a habit can obsess you after some time.
Nakon nekog vremena navika može opsednuti osobu.
You might not know this particular one, but there's this forced stealing. You are forced to do it.
Postoji krađa pod prisilom. Osoba je prisiljena da to uradi.
It's called kleptomania.
To se zove kleptomanija.
The people can't control it.
Ljudi ne mogu to kontrolisati.
It's just like if Bhakta Branko now would look into the wristwatch of our new Bhakta and would see, and his hands would go and try to take it off the arm of our poor new Bhakta.
Kao kad bi Bhakta Branko sada posegao rukom prema satu našeg Bhakta Saše, novog Bhakta Saše, i onda bi mu uzeo bi sat našeg jadnog Bhakta.
It is called, I only know the German word, but sometimes they are the same in Yugoslavian thing, kleptomanie. Did you hear this word?
The same word,
yeah, I thought.
So kleptomania.
Mania, kleptomania, yes. So we are all in kleptomania in the in the material life.
U materijalnom životu svi mi smo kleptomani.
Habits which are not very valuable for our spiritual advancement have become second nature.
Navike koje nisu značajne za naš duhovni napredak postali su naša druga priroda.
We will see our fallen state when we are on pilgrimage.
Vidjet ćemo naše palo stanje kad smo na hodočašću.
It's like the thief, when he began opening the bundles, he realized, hey, what am I doing here?
Kada je lopov počeo otvarati zavešlje, shvatio je, šta radimo ovdje?
So in order to, you know, he had to do something, so what he did is, he did not steal, but he had to put the bundles here and there and everywhere.
On nije krao tada, ali je morao da ispremešta zavežlje.
And when the pilgrims in the morning woke up, they were not able to find their towel and their soap.
Kada su se hodočasnici ujutro probudili, nisu mogli naći svoj peškir i sapun.
Where is my sapun?
Gde je moj sapun?
And after some time of looking, they each found their bundle.
Nakon nekog vremena su tražili svoje zavežlje i našli.
So the thief was saying, Ishvini, I am a professional thief, but I have not stolen.
Lopov je rekao, izvinite, ja sam profesionalni lopov, ali nisam ukrao ništa.
So sometimes Krishna has to forgive his devotees in the material world.
Ponekad Krishna mora da oprosti svojim bhaktama u materijalnom svijetu.
When due to past the past life in material life, they come away from the platform of pure devotional service.
Kada zbog prošlog života oni padnu sa nivoa čistog predanog služenja.
And Krishna actually does so.
I Krishna to i radi.
See, Krishna is called Bhava Grahi Janarana. He who accepts the mood of his devotees.
Krishna se zove Bhava Grahi Janardana, onaj ko prihvata raspoloženje svojih bhakta.
In other words, even if due to past attachments, the devotee sometimes commits a serious mistake, Krishna will easily excuse him.
Čak i ako zbog prošlih vezanosti bhakta počini ozbiljnu grešku, Krishna će mu lako oprostiti.
Krishna will give such a devotee the higher taste.
Krishna će dati takvom bhakti viši ukus.
And with this higher taste, he will be protected. He will be very enthusiastic for devotional service.
I taj viši ukus će ga zaštititi i bit će jako entuzijastičan za predano služenje.
Krishna is not a cruel god.
Krishna nije okrutan bog.
Who's there with a club?
Koji stoji sa toljagom.
Oh, has an electroshock.
Ili ima electroshock.
Whenever something goes wrong in your life, you make beep and you are punished. It's not like that.
Kad god nešto pogrešno uradite u svom životu, ono stisne dugme i vi na taj način budete kažnjeni elektrošokom.
However, if we want to come to the into the eternal spiritual world, we have to be free from material desires.
Ako želimo doći u večni duhovni svet, moramo se osloboditi materijalnih želja.
Even for the smallest material desire, we will have to take a new material body to fulfill it.
Čak i ako zadržimo i najmanju materijalnu želju, morat ćemo da prihvatimo novo materijalno telo da bismo je ispunili.
So by what we call bhava, which is the pre-stage of pure love, all material desires and all anattas are thrown out of the mind of the devotee.
U tom stadijumu bhave, koji prehodi stadijumu čiste ljubavi prema Krišni, sve anate i sve materijalne želje odlazi iz srca.
Bhava comes after you have passed anatta.
Stadium
the stage where you are attached to previous sinful habits.
Stadium bhave dolazi nakon stadiuma anarta, stadiuma u kome je osoba vezana za prethodne grešne navike.
The development you might be interested to hear what lies ahead of you. The development you undergo according to Rupa Goswami is like this. You get free from anattas.
Prema Rupi Goswamiju, ovako se razvija predano služenje, možda bi vas to interesovalo da čujete. Dakle, prema, oslobođate se od anarti.
Then you get, then you can be steady in your devotional service.
Onda možete biti postojani u vašem predanom služenju.
Then you will get ruchi.
Onda ćete steći ruchi.
That is a high taste.
To je viši ukus.
Then you will get an attraction.
Zatim privlačnost.
And then you will attain love.
I onda ćete steći ljubav.
In the material world we don't really know what is ljubav.
U materijalnom svetu mi ne znamo uistinu šta je ljubav.
This highest intense feeling of love of Krishna where the devotee loses, where the lover loses all motives, they are only found as a dim reflection in the material world, but not in the true way.
To je najviše intenzivno osjećanje gde bhakta gubi sve materijalne motivacije i u materijalnom svetu postoji samo bledi odraz toga.
But it is this pure love of Godhead which will have to be developed by every one of us if we want to go back home, back to Godhead.
Ali svako od nas mora razviti tu čistu ljubav prema Bogu ako želi da se vrati nazad u kući Bogu.
So as I said yesterday, there are two kinds of ways how to practice devotional service.
Kao što sam juče rekao, postoje dva načina praktikovanja predanog služenja.
One is the stage of the beginner.
Jedan je stadijum početnika.
And the other is the stage of he who has come to the platform of spontaneous devotional service.
A drugi stadijum onoga koji je došao do nivoa spontanog predanog služenja.
Now let us hear the helpful advices the scriptures give us to practice the rules and regulations of devotional service.
Da čujemo savete koji nam mogu biti od pomoći koje spisi daju da primenjujemo pravila i principe predanog služenja.
There are five principles which are most important for the beginner.
Postoje pet principa koji su najvažniji za početnika.
Who knows these five?
Ko zna te principe?
Yes, please speak loud.
Pevanje mantre Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Reading Shrimad Bhagavatam.
čitanje Šrimad Bhagavatama, druženje sa bhaktama i služenje bhakta, živjeti na svetom mjestu.
Did you actually mention Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita? Yes, then here was one answer, worshipping, it came from you. It is what revolves around the Bhujanstha, the deities. It is, sometimes it's said it's eating prasadam. Prasadam means you offer food to the Lord and it, afterwards you take it. Sometimes it says worshipping the deities is this aspect of seva to the Pada Sevanam or Archanam, where you worship the deity. These are the most essential principles, so you are right in that, but they are not the beginning principles.
No, ti principi koji si naveo su glavni principi, ali nisu principi za početnika.
So you get 3/4 of a point.
Dobio si 3/4 poena.
If you want to say it like this. I think no one of you will, we have studied this in our Vediska University in Srimad, in Vrindavan, so I will talk many devotees do not know this. Here it comes. One must accept a bona fide spiritual master.
Osoba mora prihvatiti vredosnog duhovnog učitelja.
Accept initiation from him.
Prihvatiti inicijaciju od njega.
Serve him.
Služiti ga.
Receive instructions from the spiritual master.
Dobiti, prihvatiti instrukcije duhovnog učitelja.
And make inquiries in order to learn devotional service.
I postavljati pitanja da bi naučio kako da predano služi.
Follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas.
Slediti stope prethodnih acharya.
And follow the directions given by the spiritual master.
I slediti uputstva ili naredbe koje je dao duhovni učitelj.
See, bhakti is a personal tradition.
Bhakti je tradicija personalista.
The goal is to reach the supreme personality of Godhead.
Cilj je dostići svevišnju božansku ličnost.
And we have to avoid the dictations, and on this path we have to avoid the dictations of our false ego.
Na ovom putu moramo izbjegavati sugestije našeg lažnog ja.
So the human being learns best from another personality.
Ljudsko biće najbolje uči od druge osobe.
Therefore, the spiritual instructor is absolutely required.
Stoga onaj ko daje duhovne pouke je apsolutno neophodan.
He is also required because of another reason.
On je potreban iz još jednog razloga.
See, it is very difficult to understand the complex subjects of the Vedic knowledge.
Vrlo je teško shvatiti složeni predmet vedskog znanja.
It requires actually an empowered personality to really dive deep.
Da bi osoba duboko uronila u spise, mora da bude opunomoćena.
It's not just letter knowledge.
To nije samo knjiško znanje.
Knjiško znanje means something like this, book knowledge, I think. Yeah, book knowledge. So, you must be empowered by the transcendental system to understand.
Ne, morate transcendentalnim sistemom biti opunomoćeni da biste ga shvatili.
For instance, it has been said, if you receive any mantra, but you do not receive it by the transcendental system, the mantra will lack this special potency.
Na primjer, žena je ako primite bilo koju mantru, ali je ne primite kroz transcendentalni sistem, nedostajeće je transcendentalna moć.
In Njemečka, in Germany, there are a few unfortunate attempts of people to recite the Gayatri mantra.
U Njemačkoj postoji nekoliko nesretnih pokušaja od strane ljudi da recituju Gayatri mantru.
Ordinary businessmen, they have been given the Gayatri mantra, which is the highest mantra.
Običnim biznismenima je data Gayatri mantra, koja je najviša mantra.
To be free from stress.
Da bi se oslobodili od stresa.
But when you ask them, now, how are you doing? Sorry, Moshe, with your stress? It doesn't really work.
A kad ih pitate kako deluje na vaš stres, ona u stvari ne funkcioniše.
Because there is no potency.
Jer nema moći.
This potency is given by the parampara, the spiritual master who is in line with the authorized disciplic succession.
Tu moć daje parampara, duhovni učitelj koji je u nizu ovlašćenog učeničkog nasljeđa.
If we are not connected by service to such a spiritual master, we will only have this, what you said, Knigen knowledge, Knigesnan.
Ako nismo služenjem povezani sa takvim duhovnim učiteljem, imat ćemo samo knjiško znanje.
Therefore, the first five steps are all in relationship to the spiritual master.
Iz toga su prvih pet koraka svi u vezi sa duhovnim učiteljem.
Now I also want to call to your attention one very important point, which because most of our devotees here are extremely young and new, might have evaded your attention.
Želim da vam stavim do znanja jednu vrlo važnu stvar, pošto su naši bakte vrlo mladi.
Evaded, escaped your attention.
To je možda promaklo vaše pažnje.
To have a spiritual master is not just to have a picture on his of him, a picture collection in your photo book.
Imati duhovnog učitelja ne znači imati samo kolekciju slika u foto albumu.
A disciple is expected to make an active relationship to his spiritual master.
Od učenika se očekuje da ima aktivan odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem.
That is, he has to inquire how to make further advancement in devotional service.
A to znači da treba postavljati pitanja o tome kako da dalje napreduje u predanom služenju.
You will be interested to hear that this inquiry is the main qualification of someone who wants to accept the spiritual master.
Zanimaće vas da čujete da je to postavljanje pitanja najvažnija stvar za nekoga ko želi da prihvati duhovnog učitelja.
If he has no questions how to personally advance, he is not really very qualified.
Ako nema pitanja kako da lično napreduje, onda nije vrlo kvalifikovan.
So the next steps are as follows.
Sljedeći koraci su sljedeći.
One should be prepared to give up everything for Krishna's satisfaction.
Osoba treba biti spremna da ostavi sve radi Krišnjeg zadovoljstva.
And one should also accept everything for Krishna's, which is favorable for Krishna's satisfaction.
I da prihvati sve što je povoljno za Krišnjeg zadovoljstvo.
See, even ordinary football people want to have their match.
Kad obični futbaleri žele da imaju utakmicu.
One week before that.
Sedam dana pre toga.
They do everything which is favorable for becoming fit.
Oni rade sve što je povoljno da budu spremni.
They run around in circles.
Trče unaokolo u krug.
Yes, and they refrain from alcohol and smoking.
Odriču se alkohola i cigareta.
And some they are not allowed to see their women, at least this is how it is in the Njemečka football team.
I nije im dozvoljeno da vide žene, barem je tako u njemačkom fudbalskom timu.
Because they want to be fit, and they everything which takes energy from them. I mean, when I said they are not allowed to see their wives, it means they they cannot engage in sexual intercourse with them. everything, they just put everything aside, just to win a foolish prize.
Kad kažemo da se ne druže sa ženama, znači da nemaju seks sa njima, i oni sve stvari odbacuju da bi sačuvali energiju, samo da bi osvojili glupu nagradu.
So when we want to advance, and when we want to reach the highest, that means be transferred from this world of birth and death to the eternal spiritual world. These are very important principles, to give up those things which are not favorable and to accept those things which are favorable.
Ako želimo dostići najviše, ako želimo napustiti ovaj privremeni materijalni svet i dostići večni duhovni svet, onda je potrebno odbaciti stvari koje nisu povoljne i prihvatiti stvari koje su povoljne.
Then one must live in a place where Krishna is present.
Onda osoba mora živjeti na mjestu gdje je Krishna prisutan.
A city like Vrindavan or Mathura or a Krishna temple.
U gradu kao što je Vrindavan ili Mathura ili Krishna hram.
Now this rule is not so some of our friends might think, well, bhakti yoga is nothing for me if I hear this.
Neki naši prijatelji mogu misliti bhakti yoga nije za mene.
But
ako je tako.
But it's not written here that you can make a spiritual atmosphere in your own home.
Ali ono što ovdje nije napisano je da možemo napraviti duhovnu atmosferu u sopstvenom domu.
Yesterday I visited a nice friend of Krishna and he asked me before I went into his apartment, is there an instruction in the Vedas how to make one's living surroundings favorable to the progression in spiritual life?
Jučer sam posjetio jednog prijatelja Krišne i on me je pitao pre nego što smo ušli da li u vedskim spisima postoje uputstva kako da osoba mjesto gdje živi učini povoljnim za napredovanje duhovnog života.
So I said yes. When I came to his a very big apartment, when I came there, I saw the TV, which I thought this was very sympathetic. It was turned around. You could only see the back of the TV.
Kad sam ušao kod njega, vidio sam da je televizor okrenut naopak i to mi se činilo simpatično.
And I told him, this is quite interesting what you have done.
Ja sam mu rekao, ovo je vrlo interesantno što si uradio.
I suggested, well, now there is a TV, we install another TV.
Ja sam predložio da postavimo drugi televizor.
We can put an altar there.
Možemo staviti tu altar.
And then when you chant before the altar, your vision will go really tailor. It will go very far.
Ako mantraš pred oltarom, tvoja vizija će...
It can go television, it says TV means television, really far, it can go for, yeah. It's not so important, you can really look in the, to something interesting, Krishna.
Tvoja vizija može ići daleko, možeš gledati nešto interesantno, Krishna.
So, then one should acquire a livelihood that is just sufficient to keep body and soul together.
Osoba treba pribavljati, zarađivati za život. Samo onoliko koliko je dovoljno da održi dušu i tijelo zajedno.
The Vaishnava should not aspire for material riches.
Vaishnava ne bi trebao težiti ka tome da stekne materijalna bogatstva.
Which are more than he really needs to live a simple, uncomplicated life.
Više nego što mu je potrebno da živi jednostavan, nekomplikovan život.
Most people who have become mad after material opulences have become slugis.
Većina ljudi koji su postali ljudi za materijalnim obiljima postali su sluge.
Do you know that the really rich people, I mean, not the really, really rich people, but the very rich people, they, in order to maintain this wealth, they have to constantly work.
Da li znate da vrlo bogati ljudi, da bi održali to bogatstvo, moraju neprestano raditi?
They may have a huge palace.
Mogu imati ogromnu palatu.
But they have to pay the credit.
Ali moraju plaćati kredit.
Okay, that's a word. Money, when you take up money from the bank. Kreditske. Maybe.
Kredit?
No?
You want to take money, it's kredit.
Kredit, hypotheques, yes.
Hypotheque.
Or they have, after they have paid the palacio, they have already another new desire for which they were.
Kad su platili palatu, već imaju novu želju za koju rade.
When you see the typical rich man of today, he is constantly in stress to get his money.
Tipični savremeni bogat čovjek je stalno u stresu kako će zaraditi novac.
See, a very good example is Mick Jagger.
Vrlo dobar primjer je Mick Jagger.
As you know, I'm very close to his manager, so I'm hearing a few of these outrageous stories about this poor fool.
Vrlo blizak sa njegovim menadžerom, pa onda slušam neke priče iz života te jadne budale.
He got 50 million dollars from the last tour, just for him.
Samo za sebe dobio je 50 miliona dolara od posljednje turneje.
Do you know what temple we could build from this money?
Znate kako bismo hram mogli da sagradimo sa tim novcem?
But then beyond that he gets 90 million dollars a year just from records and his businesses and so on and so forth.
I osim toga dobije 90 miliona dolara od ploča i biznisa i tako dalje.
He is constantly living in anxiety.
I on konstantno živi u teskobi.
His manager said, see, because I want to see him, and he says, it's a good idea, he needs to see you, but you wouldn't be able to talk to him.
Who wants to see whom?
Me, want to see Mick Jagger. Aha, I want to have a donation.
Ja sam htio da priđem Mick Jagger da ga pitam za donaciju, ali manager kaže da nije moguće.
Half is for the Beograd temple, half is for the Berlin temple. So he said you wouldn't be able to talk to him.
On kaže nemoguće je razgovarati sa njim.
And when he only thinks you want to have money, he will close his doors.
Čim on sazna da hoćeš njegov novac, zatvorit će ti vrata.
Because there are so many people who want to cheat him.
Jer ima tako puno ljudi koji žele da ga prevare.
He is constantly in anxiety to lose it.
On je neprestano u teskobi što će izgubiti to.
And his material desires are just raging wild.
I njegove materijalne želje besne.
You only find a corpse of a human being, not a real human being.
Samo nalazite leš ljudskog bića, a ne pravo ljudsko biće.
A corpse which is going around according to some electrical impulses, that's all.
Leš koji ide unokolo postaknut različitim električnim impulsima, to je sve.
He used to be so nice when he didn't have so much money, the manager said.
Manager je rekao da je on bio fina osoba kad nije imao toliko puno novca.
Anyways, my point is, a devotee should prefer to live a simple life.
Moja poenta je da Bhakta treba više voliti da živi jednostavan život.
Where he does not have to worry so much about how to invest, how to fulfill material desires.
Gdje on više ne mora toliko da brine kako da ispuni materijalne želje.
Now, next principle, one must fast on Ekadasi day.
Sljedeći princip, osoba mora postiti na dan Ekadasija.
Dear friends of Lord Krishna, please do it, it will help you very much.
Dragi prijatelji gospodine Krišne, molim vas uradite to, pomoći vam mnogo.
There are two ways of fasting. One is you just do not take grains and beans.
Postoje dva načina posta. Jedan je da se ne uzimaju žitarice i mahunarke.
But everything else is može.
Ali sve ostalo može.
Potatoes, nuts, rasagulas, milk preparations, that is very good.
Krompir, onda orasi ili slične takve stvari, onda rasagule, preparacija od mlijeka, to je vrlo dobro.
So by this, if you find out that Ekadasi dates, that they come two times a month.
Ako pogledate datume Ekadasija, oni padaju dva puta mjesečno.
And you follow them, you will experience great lightness of the heart.
I sledite ih, onda ćete doživjeti lakoću srca.
All you have to do is fast on those days, this day.
Sve što trebate uraditi je postiti na taj dan.
And do more practices in Krishna consciousness.
i raditi više aktivnosti u vezi sa svesnošću Krišne.
It is said when Krishna saw the sinful once Vishnu came to this his material creation and he heard screams of agony.
Jednom je Vishnu došao u materijalnu kreaciju i čuje vrisak agonije.
Who is crying?
Ko to plače?
So his associates said, these are the people who are suffering their karma.
I njegovi pratioci su rekli, to su ljudi koji ispaštaju zbog svoje karme.
And also they heard a few cries from the pacho, the hell.
I čuli su nekoliko, čuli su plač iz pakla.
Pakla, yes. So Vishnu became so compassionate.
Vishnu je postao jako samilostan.
That from his heart a glaring form appeared.
Da se iz njegovog srca pojavio sjajni oblik.
That was Ekadasi.
To je bio Ekadasi.
It is the 11th day of the moon.
To je 11. dan nakon punog ili mladog mjeseca.
Yes. So you can get the Vaishnava calendar. And if you observe this day, even if someone who is a meat eater and unconsciously does not get any meat and any grains on this day, he makes advancement.
Čak i onaj koji je mesojedac, ako na taj dan ne uzima, čak i slučajno, ako ne uzima žitarice i mahunarke, onda napreduje.
Then next principles.
Sljedeći principi.
One should worship datri trees. Datri. Yes, datri is a Sanskrit word.
Osoba treba obožavati datri drveće.
I guess they are not here in Yugoslavia.
Mislim da ih nema u Jugoslaviji.
Banyan trees.
Onda banjanovo drvo.
Also not there.
Koje također nema.
Cows.
Krave.
Brahmanas.
Brahmane.
And devotees of Lord Vishnu.
I bhakte gospodina Vishnu.
Now, you will see when you start worshipping or helping devotees, you feel very satisfied in your heart.
Vidjet ćete kada počnete obožavati ili pomagati bhaktama, osjetit ćete se vrlo zadovoljnim u srcu.
You make spiritual advancement.
Duhovno ćete napredovati.
Next, one should avoid offenses against devotional service and the holy name.
Osoba treba izbjegavati uvrede predanom služenju i svetom imenu.
This requires a long discussion and I won't be able to do this here in the limited time.
Zato je potrebna duga diskusija i to neću moći da uradim sada u ograničenom vremenskom intervalu.
I will only mention here there are 10 offenses against the holy name.
Samo ću spomenuti da ima 10 uvreda svetom imenu.
And there are also offenses against devotional service, seva aparat, it's called.
I da također postoje uvrede predanom služenju koje se zovu seva aparat.
The most important thing to avoid is to commit further materialistic activities and thinking that this my chanting or my service it will balance it out.
Najvažnije je izbjegavati materialističke delatnosti i ne djelovati na taj način da radimo materijalističke djelatnosti i dalje, a da mislimo da će moje mantranje i predano služenje kao to neutralisati.
Why is this the most grievous offense?
Zašto je to najlošija uvreda?
Because at the root of it is the materialistic and egoistic mentality. I want to enjoy through book.
Zašto? Zato što je u njenoj suštini materialistički i egoistički mentalitet. Ja želim uživati uz pomoć Boga.
The 12th item is to give up the company of non-devotees.
12. stvar je napustiti društvo avakta.
We spoke about that the last days. It doesn't mean you do not go into a Beograd city. It means you do not take to the activities of the non-devotees.
To ne znači da ne idete u grad, Beograd, već da ne radite delatnosti abakta.
One should not accept an unlimited number of disciples.
Osoba ne bi trebala da prihvati neograničeni broj učenika.
For those of us who are gurus, this is very important.
Za one od nas koji su guru, i to je vama važno.
A guru must be very careful whom he accepts and whom not.
A guru mora jako paziti koga će prihvatiti, a koga ne.
Because he will suffer when he has nitkovs.
Jer će ispaštati ako su mu učenici nitkovi.
It's nice for the nitkovis, but the poor spiritual master will be, by taking on so many rascals, rascals is not the word, unqualified disciples, he will have to suffer for the mistakes these unqualified disciples make.
Ako duhovni učitelj prihvati previše nekvalifikovanih učenika, morat će da ispašta zbog njihovih grešaka.
Now, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to, he had unlimited milost.
Srila Prabhupada je imao neograničenu milost.
And therefore he practically accepted anyone who knew two questions.
I on je praktično prihvatio svakoga koja je znao da odgovori na dva pitanja.
Who are you?
Ko si ti?
And who is Krishna?
I ko je Krishna?
He would give an initiation if you would know the answer to these two questions.
Ako biste znali da odgovorite na ta dva pitanja, dao bi vam inicijaciju.
But in his later days, he said that this is a great risk.
Ali kasnije je rekao, to je veliki rizik.
Well, and sometimes he was very sick.
Ponekad bi bio vrlo bolestan.
And we, as his concerned disciples, wanted to bring the doctor.
I mi kao zabrinuti učenici htjeli smo da dovedemo doktora.
And he said, don't you understand the cause of this is the sinful reactions of unqualified disciples.
I on je rekao, zar ne shvatate da je razlog tome, da su razlog tome grešne reakcije nekvalifikovanih učenika.
There is no material medicine against this.
Ne postoji materijalni lek protiv toga.
One should not partially study many scriptures just to be able to give references and expand explanations.
Osoba ne bi trebalo da parcijalno proučava različite spise samo da bi mogla ih navoditi i davati šire objašnjenje.
In other words, it's not that to show your learning you should know so many different scriptures.
Drugim rečima, da bi neko pokazao, ne bi, da bi neko pokazao svoju učenost, on hoće da jako puno poznaje spise, ali to nije u redu.
Not one should not talk so that one gets known as a great scholar.
Osoba ne bi trebalo da govori tako da postane poznata kao veliki učenjak.
15. The devotee should treat loss and gain equally.
15. Bhakta trebaju da se prema dobitku i gubitku odnose isto.
The devotee, 16. The devotee should not be overwhelmed by lamentation.
16. Bhaktu ne bi trebalo da preplavi jadikovanje.
The devotee should not worship demigods.
Bhakta ne bi trebalo da obožava polubogove.
Nor should he disrespect them.
Niti pokazuje prema njima nepoštovanje.
I once did this mistake.
Ja sam jednom učinio tu grešku.
I went to a temple and there was an old altar.
Otišao sam u hram i u njemu je bio stari oltar.
And I needed a place to write.
Trebalo bi je mjesto da pišem.
So I moved. It was a dilapidated temple. It was no one went there any longer.
To je bio napušteni hram, tamo više niko nije odlazio.
And because I was such an enthusiastic fool, I moved. I didn't know what it were. It looked like statues, but again, I moved some statues, motifs of some devatas to the side.
Pošto sam bio u neznanju, onda sam pomerio murtije ili statue polubogova na stranu.
I saw demigods, I'm worshiping God.
Ja sam mislio, to su polubogovi, ja obožavam Boga.
I had to suffer very greatly for this.
Zbog toga sam morao jako da ispaštam.
And similarly, the devotee should... The devotee should not hear Lord Vishnu or his devotees blasphemed.
18. Bhakta ne bi smeo da sluša kada neko vređa gospodina Vishnu ili njegove bhakte.
Then when we hear this, we should say, do vidjenja. So, do laku noć, how do you say? We shouldn't walk away.
Kada to čujemo, onda trebamo otići.
19. The devotee should avoid reading or hearing newspapers or mundane books that contain stories of love affairs between man and woman or subjects palatable to the senses.
Bhakta treba da izbegava čitanje časopisa ili knjiga koje opisuju odnos između muškarca i žene ili teme koje su prijatne za čulo.
That, however, does not mean you cannot read the newspapers for the events of the day.
To ne znači da ne smete čitati novine da biste saznali događaje u toku dana.
20. Neither by mind nor words should the devotee cause anxiety to any living entity, regardless how insignificant he may be.
Bilo delom ili rečima, osoba ne bi trebala da uzrokuje tjeskobu nikod kojeg živog bića, koliko god da je ono beznačajno.
Yes. Don't hurt anyone.
Nemojte nikog povrediti.
Or be the cause of their feeling distress.
Ili biti uzrok da neko se osjeća nesrećno.
Try to encourage everyone.
Pokušajte svakoga ohrabriti.
Haribol.
Haribol.
How is your life?
Kako ide tvoj život?
Have you taken enough prasadam?
Da li si dovoljno pojao prasadama?
So on, always encourage. Krishna will be very happy if you do that.
Uvijek ohrabrujte drugi, Krishna će biti srećan ako to radite.
So as you have seen, we have now heard a few rules.
Kao što ste vidjeli, sada smo čuli nekoliko pravila.
The first 10 were do's.
A prvih 10 su bile dozvoljene stvari.
And the second 10 were don'ts.
A drugih 10 zabranjene stvari.
This is the path of yoga. We were talking yesterday about this. That there is yam or positive action and niyam or negative action.
Ovaj put joge, jučer smo govorili o tome da postoji yama, pozitivno djelovanje, i niyama, negativno djelovanje.
Now we will hear again what we should do.
Sada ćemo ponovo čuti šta bi trebalo da radimo.
There are 9 positive actions in devotional service. Who can tell us what they are?
Postoji 9 pozitivnih djelatnosti u predanom služenju. Ko nam može reći koje su?
Collecting in a beggar's bowl.
Da skupljamo u prosječkoj posudi. Odgovor.
9 activities of devotional service. Everyone will know one.
Svako će znati barem jedno.
Yes.
Prvo je prihvatiti vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja, služiti ga, postavljati mu pitanja u vezi kako da napredujem u predanju službe.
What?
Onda.
First is to accept the bona fide spiritual master, yes, to serve him and to inquire how to advance. Yeah.
Very nice, but we look for the activities of devotional service.
Veoma lepo, ali želimo da se navedu aktivnosti.
This was the first step.
To je bio prvi korak.
It's very technical, I know.
Stručni.
I think everyone will know.
Mislim da će svako znati.
So, our Padmavati, our oldest devotee, as far as body is concerned,
naš najstariji bhakta što se tiče tela, Padmavati.
Hearing about Krishna,
slušanje o Krishni, and
glorifying Krishna.
I stavljanje Krishna.
Very good.
Vrlo dobro. He says, remembering Krishna.
Very good.
Vrlo dobro. Serving of the lotus feet?
Yes.
Offering prayers?
Yes.
Working for Krishna.
Very good. That is
worshipping somebody.
Yeah. Worshipping? Yes. Washing the pots. No, this is not correct. Sankirtan is already mentioned in serving the lotus feet of the Lord.
u vezi sa služenjem, Sankata je već spomenuto, u vezi sa služenjem lotosovih stopala gospodina.
Worship.
Friendship sa kim.
To make friendship with Krishna.
Prijateljstvo sa
Krishna. Very good.
Vrlo dobro.
Yes, we heard that.
To smo čuli.
What?
Have Krishna in our heart.
This is also very nice. Thank you very much for saying this. You will get a special prize. But it's not what we're looking for. See, it is a science like in the university. You have to learn these points. But you have said the essence of the science.
Ali rekao si suštinu nauke.
So therefore, you must be glorified.
Stoga moraš biti slavljen.
Surrendering fully to Krishna.
Potpuno se predati Krishni.
And so Dasyam was said serving, but one said serving. There is a little different. There are two ways of serving. One is just serving. The other is serving the bhojanstha.
Postoje dva načina služenja. Jedan je samo služenje, a drugi je služenje bhojanstva.
Now please hear this. This will be very nice. You will like this. Everyone will like it.
Molim vas da saslušate ovo. Ovo će biti vama lepo.
One should also dance before the deity.
Osoba treba plesati pred bhojanstvom.
Dancing is very important.
Plesanje je jako važno.
We should dance with abundance. Abundance means full swing.
Trebamo sa punim entuzijazmom plesati.
Sing before the deity.
Pevati pred božanstvom.
Even if you are not such a good singer, just get it all out.
Čak i ako niste tako dobar pevač, jednostavno pevajte.
Open your mind before Krishna.
Otvorite svoj um pred Krishnom.
Offer obeisances to Krishna.
Odajte poštovanje Krishni.
Stand up before the deity
ustanite pred božanstvom
and the spiritual master
i duhovnim učiteljem
just to show them respect
samo da biste im ukazali poštovanje
follow the deity or the spiritual master
slijedite božanstvo ili duhovnog učitelja
and visit different places of pilgrimage or go see the deity in the temple
ili posjećujte različita mjesta hodočašća i odite u hram da vidite božanstvo
then one should circumambulate the temple
onda osoba treba ići oko hrama.
Recite various prayers.
Recitovati različite molitve.
Chant softly.
Tiho mantrati.
Chant congregationally.
Just chanting or singing?
Chant congregationally. Chanting, singing. It's all together.
Bevati zajedno.
Smell the incense.
Mirisati incense.
And flower garlands offered to the deity.
Vence sveća koji su ponuženi božanstvu.
And eat the remnants of food offered to the deity.
I jesti ostatke hrane koja je ponuđena božanstvu.
You can see from this, Krishna consciousness is very practical.
Odavde možete vidjeti da je svjesnost Krishna vrlo praktična.
All the senses are engaged.
Sva čula su angažovana.
You have enough to do.
Imate dovoljno posla.
Then attend arati and festivals.
Onda dolazite na arati i na festivale.
We should be festival goers.
Trebamo biti posjetioci festivala.
See the deity.
Vidjeti božanstvo.
Present what is very dear to oneself to the deity.
Pokloniti ono što nam je vrlo drago božanstvu.
Oh Krishna, I'm giving you my all and everything.
Krishna, dajem ti sve što imam.
Meditate.
Meditirati.
Yes, let us also meditate.
Da, hajde da meditiramo.
By remembering in our minds the wonderful pastimes of Krishna.
Sjećajući se u umu divnih zabava Krishna.
Such meditation is like a flash.
Takva meditacija je kao flash.
Blitza.
Yes.
So, which tears asunder the mountain of covering which is on your heart.
Koja razara planinu prekrivača na našem srcu.
And serve those who are related to the Lord.
I služite one koji su povezani sa gospodinom.
Now then there is another then there are these things, tadia means the tulasi leaves.
Tadia također znači lišće biljke tulasi.
That means those who are everything which is related to Krishna.
Tadija znači ono sve što je povezano sa Krishnom.
It's just like when you want to make friends to some person.
Da se želite sprijateljiti sa nekom osobom.
When you see his little son, you violently kick him in the behind.
Kada vidite njegovog malog sina, vi ga grubo udarite pozadi.
You won't be able to make friendship in such a way.
Na taj način osoba ne može se sprijateljiti sa nekim.
You have to respect that which is related to the man.
Morate poštovati ono što je povezano sa čovjekom.
Give his young boy some candy.
Date njegovom malom sinu slatkiš.
Pet him on the head.
Potapšite ga po glavi.
How are you doing?
Kako si?
Then the rich man will be very happy with you.
Onda će taj bogati čovjek biti sa vama zadovoljan.
So you should serve the tulasi leaves.
Trebate da služite lišće biljke tulasi.
The devotees of Krishna.
Krishna bhakte.
The birthplace of Krishna.
Mesto rođenja Krishna.
Mathura.
Maturu,
in the Vedic literature.
I vedsku literaturu.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Our books, we never throw them on the ground.
Naše knjige mi nikada ne stavljamo na pod.
And when we read them, it's nice to put some protective cover around them.
A kada ih čitamo, lepo je staviti zaštitni omot.
Krishna is very eager to see his devotee serve Tulasi, Vaishnava, Mathura and Bhagavatam.
Krishna žarko želi da vidi kako njegove bhakte služe Tulasi, Mathuru, bhakte i Bhagavatam.
Then it goes on. One should perform all endeavors for Krishna.
Onda dalje, bhakta treba da sve napore ulaže za Krishnu.
One should look forward to his milost.
Treba očekivati njegovu milost.
One should partake of various ceremonies with devotees.
Učestvovati u različitim ceremonijama sa bhaktama.
Ceremonies like Lord Krishna's birthday or Ramachandra's birthday.
Kao što su rođendan gospodina Krishna i gospodina Ramachandra.
Then one should surrender to Krishna in all respects.
Osoba se onda treba predati Krishnu u svakom pogledu.
Dear devotees, I know. We are getting now overloaded. So many things we hear. But please remain attentive.
Dragi bhakte, znam da sada smo preopterećeni, toliko puno stvari smo čuli, ali molim vas ostanite pažljivi.
Send the honeybee of your mind to the honey of these instructions.
Pčelu vašeg uma pošaljite medu ovih instrukcija.
One should observe particular vows like Kartik Vrata.
Osoba treba slijediti posebne zavete kao što je Kartik Vrata.
This is a very special time in Vrindavan.
To je vrlo posebno vrijeme u Vrindavanu.
I had the mercy to stay in Vrindavan during Kartik one time in my life.
Imao sam milost da jednom u svom životu ostanem tokom Kartik mjeseca u Vrindavanu.
You see devotees performing special services during this time.
U to vrijeme bhakte vrše posebne službe.
Like making a garland for Krishna every day.
Kao što su da se napravi venac za Krishna svaki dan.
And putting it around the deity.
I staviti ga na božanstvo.
And some, actually quite many, do namaskuru, that means dandavat parikram.
Mnogi rade namaskuru ili dandavat parikram.
You prostrate yourself on the earth.
To znači da se ispružite na zemlji, prostrate na zemlji.
And this way move all around Vrindavan.
I na taj način obilazite Vrindavan.
It's heavy work.
Težak posao.
It takes wait a minute. If you're brizzle and in good condition, it will take a month to go around Vrindavan like this.
Ako ste brzi i u dobrom stanju, treba će vam mjesec dana da obiđete Vrindavan na taj način.
All your muscles will ache.
Bole će vas mišići.
So some devotees do this, but I have not seen many Westerners doing this.
Neki bhakti to rade, ali nisam vidio da mnogi zapadnjaci to rade.
So it's not. I'm just saying, they are, what devotees all do is very lovely.
Samo spominjem šta bhakti rade, to je vrlo ljubko.
Now we come to the close.
Sada dolazimo do kraja.
One should associate with devotees.
Osoba se treba družiti sa bhaktama.
Chant the holy name of the Lord.
Pevati gospodinovo sveto ime.
Hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
Slušati Srimad Bhagavatam.
Reside at Mathura.
Prebivati u Maturi.
Or another holy place.
Ili na nekom drugom svetom mjestu.
And worship the deity with faith and veneration.
I obožavati božanstvo sa verom i poštovanjem.
It says that these are the five best activities in devotional service.
Rečeno je da je to pet najboljih djelatnosti u predanom služenju.
And even if you only perform them to a slight degree.
I čak ako ih samo malo vršite.
Love of God has become.
Ljubav prema Bogu će doći.
Anyone, if you just perform chanting for instance, it can come all from there.
Ako svako od vas, na primjer, praktikuje mantranje, od toga može doći.
In other words, dragi devotees, please do not think, oh no, now we have heard so many rules, I don't remember even one.
Dragi bhakte, drugim rečima, nemojte misliti, toliko je navale toliko puno pravila, ne mogu se setiti više nijednog.
No chance for me.
Za mene nema šanse.
Let me go back to the university.
Da se vratim na univerzitet.
No, just one of these is sufficient to bring you in contact with Krishna.
Ne, samo jedno od tih pravila je dovoljno da vas dovede u kontakt sa Krishnom.
These five. Hmm?
Od ovih pet.
But when we have time and we can do some of these others.
Ali kad imamo vremena možemo i raditi i neke od ovih drugih.
Of course there are the offenses and those we have to strictly avoid.
Naravno, postoje uvrede i moramo ih strogo izbjegavati.
So, yes. This is also confirmed in Shastra.
To je također potvrđeno u Shastrama.
There are many devotees who execute only one of the nine processes of devotional service.
Ima mnogo bhakta koji vrše samo jedan od devet procesa predanog služenja.
Nonetheless, they get ultimate success.
Ali ipak dosežu krajnji uspjeh.
Devotees like Maharaj Ambarish execute all nine items and they also get ultimate success.
A bhakta kao što Maharaj Ambarish su vršili svih devet procesa i također su dostigli krajnji uspjeh.
Let us now hear the last, for the conclusion, what Maharaj Ambarish did.
Za kraj da čujemo šta je radio Maharaj Ambarish.
He was a great king, as you all know.
Kao što svi znate, on je bio veliki kralj.
Very powerful.
Vrlo moćan.
And he engaged all his power and opulence in the service of Krishna.
I svu svoju moć i obilje angažovao je u službi Krishna.
He always engaged his mind to think of Krishna.
Uvijek je angažovao svoj um u razmišljanju o Krishni.
His words in describing the spiritual world.
Reči u opisivanju duhovnog sveta.
And the supreme personality of Godhead.
I svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
And he was not proud.
I nije bio ponosan.
He engaged his hands in cleansing and washing the Lord's temple.
Angažovao je svoje ruke u čišćenju i pranju gospodinovog hrama.
The king.
Kralj.
His ears and hearing topics about the supreme Lord.
Uši je iskoristio za slušanje tema o svevišnjem gospodinu.
His eyes in seeing the deity of Lord Krishna in the temple.
Oči za posmatranje božanstva gospodina Krishna u hramu.
His body in touching the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and embracing them.
Telo za dodirivanje lotusovih stopala Vaishnava i zagrljenje njih.
You might have seen sometimes when Vaishnavas meet after a long time, they embrace.
Možda ste vidjeli kad se Vaishnave sretnu nakon dugo vremena, zagrle se.
His nostrils in smelling the aroma of the tulasi leaves offered to the lotus feet of Krishna.
Nozdrave je iskoristio za mirisanje tulasi lišća, lišća biljke tulasi, koje je ponuđeno lotusovim stopalima gospodina Krishna.
His nose in smelling the aroma, so that we had, his tongue in tasting food offered to Krishna.
Jezik je iskoristio za probanje hrane ponuđene Krishna.
His legs in going to places of pilgrimage, like Vrindavan and Mathura, or to the Lord's temple.
Noge za odlaženje na mesta hodočaše kao što su Vrindavan i Mathura ili za odlazak u Krishni hram.
And his head in touching the lotus feet of the Lord and offering him prayers.
A ruke za dodirivanje gospodinovih lotusovih stopala.
His head touching the lotus feet and offering Krishna prayers.
Svoju glavu za za dodirivanje dostojnih lotosovih stopa.
This is done with the mouth, and the mouth is in the head.
A to se radi sa ustima, a usta su na glavi.
Thus Maharaj Ambarish desired only to serve the Lord faithfully.
Tako je Maharaj Ambarish samo želeo da verno služi gospodina.
In this way he engaged all his senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
Na taj način je sva svoja čula angažovao u transcendentalnom služenju gospodina sa ljubavlju.
As a result, he awakened his dormant loving propensity for the Lord's service.
Rezultat je bio da je probudio svoju uspavanu ljubavnu sklonost prema služenju gospodina.
So this is a wonderful gift of devotional service.
To je divni poklon svetosti Krišne.
It does not mean leave your senses at home.
To ne znači ostavite svoje čula kod kuće.
Just do the dry theoretical speculation.
I samo primenjujte suvoparnu teoretsku spekulaciju.
It means to engage everything.
To znači sve angažovati.
And in this way, nothing, you're no longer connected with the material world.
Na taj način više niste povezani sa materijalnim svetom.
You can see Sri Vaishnava as an aura.
Možete vidjeti da takav Vaishnava ima auru.
We say effulgence.
Sija.
Which is very potent.
Da ima vrlo moćan blistavi sjaj.
It's a spiritual effulgence.
To je duhovni sjaj.
Which you have to have the eyes to see.
Za koji morate imati oči da biste ga mogli vidjeti.
So, Hare Krishna. Again, I couldn't finish the topic.
Ponovo nisam mogao da završim temu.
The last topic which is still there is spontaneous devotional service.
Posljednja stvar koju bismo još trebali, koju bismo trebali govorili, ti je spontano predano služenje.
What you do when you are in ecstasy?
Šta radite kad ste u ekstazi?
It's also nice to hear that.
Također je lepo čuti to.
But this is most essential.
Ovo je najvažnije.
To know what can we do.
Znati šta možemo raditi.
Sometimes, after I've given lectures, the people come to me and they say, what can I do?
Ponekad nakon što dajem lekcije, ljudi me prižu i kažu, šta mogu da uradim?
And I'm usually, then I begin to smile and they think, why is he smiling?
Obično tad počnem da se smešim i oni misle, zašto se smešim?
I'm smiling because I know if I were to tell you what you could do, you would sit here for 2 days.
Jer znam da ako bih mu rekao šta može da uradi, da bi trebao da mi sluša 2 dana.
And I think you are not prepared for that.
Mislim da niste spremni za to.
So therefore we just say, chant Hare Krishna.
Stoga mi samo kažemo, pele Hare Krishna.
Read the knjigor.
Čitaj knjige.
Knjige, sorry. Knjige, I always say. Read the knjige.
Čitaj knjige.
Do some seva, some service.
Uradi neku sevu službu.
Whatever you want.
Šta god želiš.
Like our Bhakta said, work for Krishna.
Kao što je naš Bhakta rekao, radi za Krishna.
Very good. I have reached the end here. Do you have a question to these principles? Yes.
Stigao sam do kraja, da li imate pitanje na ovom principima?
Sjetilo me da ako hoćemo da ostanemo s Bhaktama, da ne trebamo da se družimo sa Bhaktama. E pa sad, ako možete da objasnim, pošto ja u školi ponovno.
So if you want to remain with devotees, we should not associate with non-devotees.
And I have to go to scholar. Yes. There are 2 ways of associating. One is good, the other is dangerous. The good one is if you elevate people. The bad one is if you imitate their behavior and become a nitkov.
Loše je ako imitiraš njihovo ponašanje i postaneš nitko.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know that my friend and me are disciples of Jesus Christ. So his basic commandments are love God from all the depths of your soul, your heart, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So Do you think that if we don't follow those regulations, we cannot reach kingdom of God? Rekao sam da smo moja prijateljica Vesna, ja ovdje poznam inače kao gosti, pripadamo isto učenici Isusa Hrista. I pitao sam da li, pošto Hristove dve glavne zapovesti su ljubi Gospoda Boga svim srcem svojim, svom dušom svojim, svim telom svojim, ljubi neprijatelje svoje, kao samoga sebe, voli bližnjeg svoga. Da li to znači da ukoliko ne pratimo sve ove pravila, da li to znači da ne možemo da dostignemo Carstvo Božje?
There is, you will be very glad to hear that there is one very nice verse in this connection.
Biće ti vrlo drago da čuješ da postoji jedan vrlo lep stih u vezi s tim.
It says, have to remember that Sanskrit, then it comes in English. Smatavya satatam vishnu vismatavya nayatushit sarve vidhi nishedasya eka ekayo evakinkara. This means to always remember Krishna and to never forget him. That is the essence of all the rules and regulations.
Suština svih pravila i propisa je uvek se sećati Krišne i nikad ga ne zaboraviti.
All rules and regulations are servants of these two principles.
Sva pravila i propisi su sluge ta dva principa.
Now to always remember God and to never forget him. This you can only do if you love him. Isn't it?
Uvek se sećati Boga i nikoga ne zaboraviti, to možeš samo ako ga voliš, zar ne?
When people want to make a next seminar, you know, they go through so many pains to remember all their little rules, you know, medicine or law, and it's so painful. And when they have done the examiner, they forget everything, usually.
Examination. Ljudi žele da polože ispit, onda toliko puno prihvate poteškoća i da bi učili na primjer medicinu, zakon i tome slično, ali kad polože ispit, onda zaborave sve što su naučili.
You can only remember something or someone if you love them.
Možete voliti samo nešto ili nekoga ako volite.
So Jesus Christ, this is his greatness. Yes. Expressed it in very simple language.
Veličina Isusa Hrista je u tome što je na vrlo jednostavnom jeziku.
Direct language, you can say.
Ili direktnom jeziku.
So yes, you can certainly go back home, back to God, if you develop this to love. What is it? To love the Supreme Lord and the neighbor. Yes. Yes, that is certainly a good principle.
To je sigurno dobar princip, voliti svevišnjeg gospodina i suseda i neprijatelja.
I want to encourage you with all my heart to do that. This is very important.
Želim da te svim srcem ohrabrim da to radiš, to je veoma važno.
Now you might say, well, then why have you read all these rules and regulations?
Ti možeš reći, ali zašto si onda pročitao sva ta pravila i propise?
I want to give you the answer of Novalis.
Želim ti dati odgovor navedeći Novalis.
He said we should have a school of love.
On je rekao, trebamo imati školu ljubavi.
There are so many schools.
Ima puno škola.
Where you learn everything in detail.
Da se sve detaljno uči.
So here in Bhakti Yoga you learn, like this is what it said, by doing this your love to Krishna will be awakened.
Ovdje je rečeno, ako radiš ove stvari, onda će se tvoja ljubav prema Krishni probuditi.
I tell you something very personal.
Reću ti nešto vrlo lično.
Before I came to Krishna consciousness, I was a breaker of rules.
Pre nego što sam došao u svjesnost Krišne, ja sam kršio pravila.
If I saw any rule which was established, I would try to break it.
Kada sam vidio bilo koje pravila koje je bilo uspostavljeno, ja sam pokušao da ga prekršim.
Because my understanding was rules and regulations, they break the creativity.
Jer sam, moje razumevanje...
And your real sloboda.
Jer, moje razumevanje...
Freedom. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't speak Yugoslavian, please. Correctly.
Moje razumevanje je bilo da ta pravila i principi da u stvari ruše čovjekovu kreativnost i slobodu.
But when I came in contact with these the teachings of the Vedic scriptures, and out of like the devotees, I did what they did. I saw how my love for Krishna was vacant.
Kada sam došao u kontakt sa vedskim spisima, onda sam pošto su mi se bhakti sviđali, radi ono što oni rade i video sam kako se budi moja ljubav prema Krishni.
The love is sleeping for God is sleeping in the heart. It has to be awakened.
Ljubav prema Bogu spava u srcu i mora se probuditi.
You have to know why, how.
Morate znati kako.
There can be a school.
Može za to postati škola.
You know there's so much how difficult it is to love the neighbor when he is not very lovable.
Vrlo je teško voliti suseda kad nije jako, kad nije fina osoba.
And to love God is, I mean, love is a constant thing, should be a constant thing. It's not so easy.
Ljubav treba biti neprestana stvar, a voliti Boga nije tako lako.
To give you my last example in this collection, which will be very helpful in understanding. When some of the Russian soldiers came to Germany, many of them were very simple and nice people from the villages.
Daću posljednji primjer koji će pomoći da se to bolje razume. Kada su neki od ruskih vojnika došli u Njemačku, oni su bili jednostavni ljudi sa sela.
So they were fascinated by the facilities of the West, like hot and warm water.
Bili su fascinirani sa pogodnostima zapada, kao što je topla voda.
You just had to put up a crane and there was hot water. This was a luxury. In the villages there were only pumpas.
Samo okrenete slavinu, imate toplu vodu, u selima postoje samo pumpe.
So they decided to make presents to their village people.
Oni su odlučili da donesu poklone seljanima.
They took these cranes, these water tubes. Yes, they took them. It was a little wet, but one has to control his mind and senses. And they brought them to the village, put them in the walls, and then they expected water to come. I've heard this from many sources. It's not exaggerated.
Ovo nije preveličavanje. Čuo sam iz mnogo izvora tu priču. Oni su skinuli te slavine i onda su ih odneli u selo i stavili su ih zidove i očekivali su da će poteći voda.
So the idea is very nice.
Ideja je vrlo lepa.
But the process is not exactly correct.
Ali proces nije potpuno ispravan.
There must be a connection.
Mora biti veza.
To get water.
Da bi se voda dobila.
So in the same way, a person has to follow rules and regulations if he is not on the platform of spontaneous love.
Na isti način, ako osoba nije na nivou spontane ljubavi, mora slediti pravila i principe.
Here, because we have discussed this when we first met Sloboda, I know that you are a spiritual Christian, so I do not want to show at the obvious difficulties Christians in our modern days have to be to be real Christians. This would not be a good answer to your question.
Diskutovali smo prvi put sa tobom. Ja znam da si ti duhovni hrišćanin, ali sad ne bih htio da pokazujem različite poteškoće na koje hrišćani nailaze danas, savremeno.
But I must say, I once met a group of very serious Christians.
A moram reći da sam jednom sreo grupu vrlo ozbiljnih hrišćana.
They were preparing to be priests.
Spremali su se za to da postanu sveštenici.
But not just these priests which would, you know, have a nice comfortable living in the church organization and receive a high salary. They wanted to change or bring the church back to its original roots.
Ali ne sveštenici koji bi udobno živeli u crkvenoj organizaciji imali položaj, već oni koji su hteli da da promene crkvu i da je vrate izvoru.
So somehow they became very friendly to me.
Na neki način su postali prijateljski, vrlo prijateljski naklonjeni prema meni.
And I also liked them very much.
I meni su se dopadali također.
We felt like brothers from the last life.
Osjećali smo se kao braća iz prošlog života.
So then I had given a formal lecture, and after the formal presentation I went with them to talk about spiritual experiences.
Ja sam dao lekcije i nakon formalne prezentacije sam otišao da razgovaram sa njima o duhovnim iskustvima.
How is it going with you, I asked.
Kako, pitao sam ih kako ide.
So, they asked, how is it going with you?
Oni su pitali mene kako ide tebi.
And I'm told, well, sometimes I want to do so much service, I have difficulties in completing my reading and my chanting.
Ja sam im rekao da ponekad želim raditi toliko službe da imam poteškoće da završim sa mantranim čitanjem.
Sometimes I just want to go to India.
Ponekad želim idem u Indiju.
Live at a holy place.
Živeti na svetom mestu.
So I was very honest. I told my sincere feelings.
Bio sam pošten, govorio sam iskreno svoje osjećanja.
Your problems are no problems.
Oni su rekli tvoje problemi nisu nikakvi problemi.
We have sometimes doubts in the existence of God.
Mi ponekad imamo sumnje u postojanje Boga.
And it's very difficult. We are all young men and we are practicing celibacy. It's so difficult for us.
I vrlo je teško za nas. Mi smo mladi ljudi i praktikujemo, primenjujemo celibat i to je vrlo teško za nas.
Oh, I said, but why you're engaging in God's service?
I ja sam rekao, pa zašto vi ste angažovani u služenju Boga?
Oh, they said, and they didn't really know why, and so I changed the subject after some time, if we talk about something else, and then I made it a point to look a little bit in their living habits.
Oni nisu znali zašto, i onda smo promenili temu, i kasnije sam ja htio da saznam nešto o njihovim svakodnevnim navikama.
And I saw they were reading mundane literature.
Vidio sam da čitaju svetovnu literaturu.
Interesting books which I also had read.
Interesantne knjige koje sam ja ranije čitao također.
And they were looking TV.
Gledali su televiziju.
Muzičko, you know, not the heavy rock and roll, but, you know, music. Mundane music.
Ne teški rock and roll, već svetovnu muziku.
And I told them, if I may give you an advice from our tradition, it's like this. Your mind will be disturbed, and it will not always go to love, if you surround yourself with things which are of an opposite character.
Ako se okružite stvarima koje su suprotnog karaktera, onda možete biti uznemireni i ne možete razviti ljubav prema Bogu.
So these don'ts are very important.
Ove zabrane su veoma važne.
But the do's are much more important.
Ali ono što je dozvoljeno je još važnije.
All these things help you to remember Krishna.
Sve te stvari pomažu ti da se sećaš Krishna.
So in your case I would advise you, there are very good books in the Christian tradition written by monks.
Postoje vrlo, u tom slučaju savjetova bih ti da pronaš knjige, vrlo dobre knjige u hrišćanskoj tradiciji.
Who give very nice advices for someone in such a tradition. For instance, Teresa von Avila, very nice, you might have studied her.
Daju vrlo, vrlo lepe savjete u hrišćanskoj tradiciji.
Teresa
Avilska.
Yes, from Spain. She's from Spain. she's not really from Spain, but she's also Tibetan. So, yes, so I want to, I sense from you a little strain in the heart, but there is no such strain. Principles are important because they help a conditioned soul to lose his attraction for Maya, but the principles really should help you to love God according to your tradition. Take your own traditions and learn there.
Strain?
Strain means tension.
Osjećam kao sa tvoje strane neku tenziju u srcu, ali za to nema razloga. U principi su tu da se oslobodimo utjecaja Maje i o druga pravila su tu da bismo razvili ljubav prema Bogu.
But this...
Da, i onda, da.
Yes.
Tradicija,
simple. Yes, Vladan. Vladan, right? Why are you laughing? At least that word was correct, Vladan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I develop a minority complex because my Yugoslavian is not very up the standard. I even the little words which I try to learn always come out wrong. So please don't laugh at me too much.
Even complex.
No, it's okay. Don't tell it. Vladan, please. Reca.
Reci.
No, neki ljudi koji su pisali knjige, recimo kao Kurs sa čudima, te kažu da im se Krist javljao i govorio šta da pišu. Međutim, u tim spisama Isus Krist isto govori o reinkarnaciji, o tome da smo sami želi da dođemo na zemlju, da planeta zemlja živa, da recimo se vratimo Bogu i tako dalje. Mislim, ne znam da li su ti ljudi varalice ili...
Pa zašto bi bili varalice?
Kurs sa čudima
su. Povede reinkarnacija koja je potvrđena reca.
Da bi da više da odgovorim.
Some people, they were like, he was reading books like Course on Wonders.
Course on Wonders?
The parts he was reading. He was reading parts. Parts. Before.
So, these people say... Now everyone is afraid after hearing of this regulation. Yes, what do they say?
They say that about reincarnation, like that.
Yes.
They say also that Jesus was directly speaking to them. So mm-hmm. He's asking if these people are cheaters, and yes, if it's... What is the outlook of the Vedas to this?
And that Jesus confirmed reincarnation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did Jesus confirm, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a very interesting subject. It is possible for great personalities to appear before the sincere searchers.
Velike ličnosti se mogu pojaviti pred iskrenim tragaocima.
I'm going to Sarajevo soon, and there is this Maria of Megala. You know this Megala? What do you mean?